Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. By the time the Patriots and Texans do battle on Monday Night Football, there will be some form of shakeup atop the AFC playoff standings. That three-way tie between the Pats, Ravens, and Broncos, it will be broken up one way or the other, and perhaps the Patriots won't technically be the number two seed at the time of kickoff. But for right now, as we preview Pats-Texans, the Pats are the number two seed and the Texans are the number one seed. It's a battle between the top two teams in the AFC. There are so many areas to break down as we preview this game, so let's tackle a few of them in this week's opponent preview. The AFC's leading rusher, Arian Foster, and the AFC's second leading receiver, Andre Johnson. Two of the best in the league at their position on the same team. Sure, the Patriots can stake a claim to their duo of Wes Welker and Stephen Ridley being right up there. But with the Texans' offensive threats, the potential for explosiveness is off the charts.
You're talking about two of the best in the league right now, and then you know, you'll probably talk about those guys later down the line being top guys at their position in NFL history. So you put that together with a very good quarterback in Matt Schaub, they have a dangerous offense, and I think we know that.
Foster has now reached 1,000 yards rushing in three straight years. In fact, his breakout performance may have been the regular season finale of 2009, when Foster, an undrafted rookie, had his first 100-yard, two-touchdown outing against the Patriots. And the 6'3" Johnson is one of the toughest receivers in the league to cover and could find himself in an intriguing matchup with Patriot newcomer Aqib Talib. But Matt Schaub certainly has other threats as well, including veteran Kevin Walter, who has steadily played second fiddle to Johnson, the lesser-known Lestar Jean, who scored on a 54-yard touchdown connection against Tennessee last week, and Owen Daniels, who can stretch a defense as well as any tight end.
You know, they have receivers, they have tight ends, and like I say, they can strike from anywhere on the field, you know, and not to mention, you know, always one of the top defenses. So it's going to be a very, very challenging game for us. As a unit.
Of course, it's defense that Houston has become known for, and the Texans began this season with a bang on that side of the ball. Through Week 10, only two teams scored 20 or more points against Houston. But injuries have started to pile up, including to standouts like Brian Cushing and Brooks Reed. That being said, the front-runner for Defensive Player of the Year, J.J. Watt, will be making his way to Foxborough, as will other front seven demons like Antonio Smith and Connor Barwin. The Texans are behind only the Patriots in takeaways among AFC teams and are looking to provide Tom Brady and the top offense in the NFL with a unique challenge.
They're taking the ball away. You know, they get a lot of balls batted down at the line of scrimmage, interceptions, fumbles. They've won a lot of close games. They've won overtime games. They've come from behind. They've won on the road. They're 6-0 on the road. So, you know, I think our guys understand the challenge You know, we have to play our best game. I think that's what it means.
Well, this will be the second straight home game in which the Patriots will welcome back a former kicker. 3 weeks ago, Adam Vinatieri with the Colts. This time, a kicker who had a far shorter, less memorable, less prolific stint with the Pats. Shane Graham, now kicking for the Texans. In 2010, he took over for an injured Stephen Gostkowski. He made all of his field goals, actually missed two extra points. But here's the question. Will Graham be booed or cheered here at Gillette Stadium? With Vinatieri, it seemed like it were more boos than cheers. We'll see what kind of reception Graham gets on Monday night. That will do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.